But we begin today in Canberra, where the coalition leader Tony Abbott is calling on the federal government to resign if it can't get an offshore processing plan through the parliament that allows it to control Australia's borders. The government today brought forward debate on its proposed changes to the Migration Act, which it says are required to put its Malaysian asylum seeker deal beyond any further High Court challenge. But the coalition and the Greens are still promising to vote against the amendments, and the government won't support a coalition amendment. In Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
After introducing its migration amendment bill into Parliament yesterday, without any indication when it wanted it debated and voted on, the government's decided to bring it on today, after the opposition questioned Labor's strategy. Tony Abbott opened the batting.
We support offshore processing. We invented offshore processing. We have the patent on offshore processing. But I tell you what, Mr Deputy Speaker, it was never offshore dumping.
The Coalition's refusing to back Labor's bill, arguing it strips away basic human rights protections for asylum seekers who Australia would send overseas for processing. And Tony Abbott's insisting the offshore destination must have, like Australia, ratified the UN Refugee Convention.
This bill from the government is essentially about its Malaysia people swap.
That's right.
That's what it's about. It's essentially about the Malaysia people swap. First of all, it's a bad deal. Second, it's a cruel deal. And third, it's a dud deal. It is a dud deal because it simply hasn't worked.
That's right.
Since the Malaysia people swap was announced, we have had more than 1,000 illegal arrivals. That's 1,000 reasons why this deal won't work.
This is the Leader of Government Business in the House, Anthony Albanese's response to opposition jibes that the government has no plan B.
Our plan is the legislation that we've got before the Parliament. Our plan is to get it voted on. Our plan is to get it through.
This coalition does not vote for failure. This coalition votes for success. That's why this coalition is determined to vote for our amendment, and if our amendment fails, to vote against this bill.
The frustration from some Labor MPs like David Bradbury from Western Sydney is on show. He's accused the opposition of wanting to handcuff the government from being able to implement effective border protection.
Under Mr Abbott's proposal, offshore processing could occur in Iran, but not the United States.
But immigration spokesman Scott Morrison is more interested in hearing from those in the government who are against the Malaysian deal.
The question now for the government is how many of their own members that sit on those benches will be muzzled? How many of them will sit silent? After a decade of vilifying the coalition, they will now sit silent on that side as their own government introduces their own worst nightmare in this bill.
Tony Abbott says the debate also raises a fundamental question, reprising John Howard's famous 2004 election announcement that the campaign would be fought on the issue of trust.
Who do you trust? Who does this parliament trust? Who does this country trust to stop the votes? Do you trust the party, the coalition that did stop the votes, or do you trust the party, the government, that started them up again?
And he sought to turn it into a leadership test, seizing on the government's argument that its Malaysian solution is needed to control the nation's borders.
A government which cannot protect the borders of our country is a government that is incapable of doing its job.
That's right.
A Prime Minister who is incapable of protecting the borders of our country is a Prime Minister who has manifestly failed in the highest task she has.
Right.
Frankly, it is a government and a Prime Minister who should resign.
It was left to Parliamentary Secretaries Richard Marles and Mark Dreyfus to defend the government's position.
The mob opposite have stopped trying to solve this problem and they are now simply engaged in rank politics, and in turn that is leading them to rank hypocrisy.
One of the best aspects of this Malaysia arrangement is that it will see Australia increasing the number of refugees that we take by 1,000 people. By 1,000 people each year. That indicates the compassion which our government is seeking to bring to the resolution of this problem.
Greens MP Adam Bandt says the government's made its bed and now has to lie in it.
It is a sad day when the Labor Party comes into this place and says our position on refugees is tougher because we will send them to a country where they might be caned, and the Liberal Party then says No, ours is tougher because we will tow boats back out to sea no matter what fate awaits the people on them. And so long as the two old parties are locked in this deadly embrace, we are going to continue this race to the bottom, and we are not going to have a rational debate in this country.
The debate's continuing with a long list of opposition MPs keen to have their say, or, according to the government, filibuster.
Alexandra Kirk reporting from Canberra.